Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. Executives of troubled state health insurance exchanges were on Capitol Hill today to discuss the bumps and glitches that hampered their enrollment efforts and what they're doing to turn things around. Emily Etheridge of CQ Roll Call was at that hearing and joins us now. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We've heard an awful lot about the troubles with healthcare.gov, and this is the federal website overseeing insurance exchanges in 36 states. Today's hearing focused on exchanges run by states, and for some, like California, things have gone really well, but for others, like Maryland and Oregon, the rollout has been a lot rockier. So based on what you heard today, what did California do to have their exchange go so well, and why for states like Maryland or Oregon, why are they struggling?
What this really comes down to is technology. The states all got to pick different contractors, different kinds of software to set up their exchanges, and some seemed to make their correct picks, and some did not. We heard Maryland say a lot of their software just didn't work when they got it out of the box and didn't operate as it was supposed to. So it's really the states that picked the right technology got their exchanges up and running.
Were there different ways that they picked their vendors? Did several of the states that had a problem, did they hire the same vendor that had the same technological issues?
Now, Maryland is actually adopting the same IT platform and vendor used by Connecticut because Connecticut's exchange has worked really well. Maryland says they can do something similar, so they're just really switching their entire IT platform over to this one that Connecticut used.
Now, several Republicans today mentioned the amount of federal money that's been invested in grants, millions of dollars in grants given to these state-based exchanges. If contractors are really to blame here, is that money going to get recovered and returned to the federal government?
It's a hard question. We heard some of the exchange officials today say that they will follow applicable law, and if there is any money to be recouped, they will certainly return it to the federal government. But it's going to be a long process to figure out, did this contractor really fail? Were they derelict in their duties? Did they not perform as they needed to under the contract? Or how much of it was the exchange's fault? And some Republicans were asking the exchanges if they should return the federal money they got back to the federal government because they didn't fulfill their part of the contract to have a working exchange.
In addition to changing technology, what else are these states doing to get their enrollment numbers higher?
Well, now that a lot of the exchanges seem to be working and the websites work and they've gotten over the big hurdles, all these states are trying to reach out to their populations and say, okay, it's working now, come back, we can process your application, we can work with you. So we're seeing them adding people to the call centers, adding people to their outreach and education teams, and really trying to make that effort now and say, we fixed it, come back, everything's going to be fine now, and that outreach is going to be a huge part of the eventual success of these programs.
Today's hearing, as you well know, was one of several that the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform has had on the health law. Many of these hearings have been partisan in nature. What was the tone like today?
It was similar to what we've heard before. It stayed fairly partisan. There was still a lot of debate over the healthcare law, whether we support it or not, whether it has benefits or not, whether it's achieving its goals or not. And it wasn't so much focused the entire time on really what went wrong with these exchanges and what can we learn from them and how do we improve things in the future. There was still a lot of just that back and forth that we've gotten used to between both sides, voicing their opinions, which haven't changed on the healthcare law.
Thanks for the update, Emily Etheridge of CQ Roll Call.
You're welcome.